Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of February 2nd, 2009. Disney's Emmy Award-winning mega-hit High School Musical sings and dances its way onto the Marriott Theater stage this March 10th through May 9th, and it is expected to be the hottest ticket in town. High School Musical is based on the most successful movie that the Disney Channel has ever produced. It follows the stories of Gabriella, a shy, brainy transfer student, and Troy, the hunky captain of the basketball team, as they discover their secret passion for singing. The original musical boasts a quadruple platinum soundtrack with hits like Breaking Free, What I've Been Looking For, and Start of Something New. High School Musical 2 was the highest-rated Disney Channel movie ever, and the High School Musical 3 currently holds the record for the highest-grossing movie musical in its opening weekend, earning over $80 million. To reserve tickets, call the Marriott Theater box office or follow our links at theaterinchicago.com. The smash hit musical Chicago is returning to Chicago for a limited run February 25th through March 8th at the Oriental Theater. It is starring Charlotte d'Amboise as Roxy Hart and John O'Hurley as Billy Flynn. Charlotte d'Amboise returns to the show after receiving her second Tony nomination for her performance as Cassie in A Chorus Line. With Chicago, she holds the record for playing Roxy more than any other actress, with more than 2,000 performances. Set amidst the decadence of the 1920s, Chicago is the story of Roxy, a housewife and nightclub dancer who murders her lover after he threatens to walk out on her, and the media sensation that follows. Chicago is the winner of 6 1997 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival, and also won a Grammy Award for Best Musical Cast Recording. The London production of Chicago holds the record as the longest-running American musical in the West End history. The Goodman Theater has announced a partnership with a small town in Austria called Linz that has been named the European Capital of Culture for 2009. The arrangement comes from a relationship between director Aida Carrick, who was a former resident with the Goodman, and the Goodman's literary manager Tanya Palmer. A new adaptation of the Joan of Arc story called Joan d'Arc will premiere in Linz in June and then here in Chicago next September. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.